This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. PepsiCo reported slightly better than expected profits this week thanks to the snack side of its business. But know that Pepsi sales of its core business, ingestible liquids, actually dropped. Soda consumption in the U.S. is down overall given campaigns against obesity and pushes toward healthier lifestyles. But listen to the kind of soda Americans are ditching the fastest. Diet soda, or pop if you prefer. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Diet soda was actually invented in the 1950s by a guy who ran a New York hospital and wanted a sugar-free option for diabetic patients. He used artificial sweeteners called cyclamates.
A hospital was quite a narrow market, so fairly soon after, he started selling it in New York grocery stores.
Tristan Donovan wrote a book called Fizz, How Soda Shook Up the World. He says in the 60s, the big soda companies launched diet brands and cracked open the mainstream market.
There was a lot of money spent pushing diet soda, marketing them to women, to housewives. They weren't bothering with marketing to men.
No kidding. When Coca-Cola launched Tab in 1963, the company sold it as a way to watch your waistline and impress dudes.
Tab can help you stay in his mind. It's sugar-free, and it tastes better than any diet cola.
The next year, Diet Pepsi launched with the same approach.
The girls, girl watchers watch. Drink Diet Pepsi-Cola with only one calorie. Diet Pepsi. Try it. Someone will be watching.
By the mid-60s, about 15% of soda sales were diet. Then cyclamates were linked to cancer in some studies, and the FDA banned them. The market collapsed. Companies tried switching to saccharin, then aspartame, which was used in a new brand launched in 1982, Diet Coke.
You're gonna drink it just for the taste of it.
People did drink it. By the end of 1983, Diet Coke was the top diet drink in the country. Demand for diet drinks surged, peaking in 2006. But since then, diet soda sales have dropped more than 30%. That's because there's been some negative evidence diet sodas can mess up your metabolism, says Tufts food economist William Masters, and because the trend is toward natural ingredients.
Clean food, food that has only ingredients you can pronounce.
Masters says dieting in general is out of fashion, seen as temporary deprivation rather than forming healthy eating habits for life.
If I were naming diet soda today, I would not call it diet soda, and I think plenty of companies are doing that.
The latest iterations of low-calorie cola are now called Coke Zero Sugar and Pepsi Zero Sugar, although they both still use pretty much the same ingredients as the Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi next to them on the shelves. Masters says these marketing moves are just stopgaps for the soda industry.
Over time, the very idea of low-calorie sweetness might fade as something that anyone is even looking for.
That's why soda companies are doubling down on drinks like water, juice, and tea, hoping to keep the business of those ditching diet drinks for good. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.